Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, and welcome to CITR 101.9 FM Radio. My name is Jack Campbell, and you are listening to Breaking Barriers, and we are very, very privileged to be broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam First Nations people. Today on Breaking Barriers, we will be discussing music from the year 1973. And I am very interested to begin this journey because the 1970s were such a period of exploration and change in music. And after the 60s, across all genres, there was such uncertainty as to where to head to and the new paths that all forms and instrumentations of music would take. And everybody realized a need for change, but how the change itself would be realized was still uncertain. So we're going to begin today with a track by the minimalist composer Steve Reich, who was a New York-based minimalist and considered the founding father, along with Terry Riley and Philip Glass, of the minimalist movement. Now, the track we're about to hear is called Music for Pieces of Wood, for Tuned Claves. And in this, an ensemble of percussionists beat these percussion instruments in varying rhythmic beat class sets, or cells, in which the attack and duration of the notes and the rests alternate in varying patterns that synchronize together. And Reich also experiments with what is called a retrogradable and a non-retrogradable rhythm. So a rhythm that is different when you play it backwards, or a rhythm where when you play it backwards is the same as when you play it forwards. Now, this is a rather long track, so we're going to hear an initial snippet of it. Once again, Steve Reich, Music for Pieces of Wood. Thank you. Once again, that was Music for Pieces of Wood by minimalist composer Steve Reich. And you are listening to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell here on CITR 101.9 FM radio, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. And I'm very grateful to be broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam First Peoples. We today are focusing on the music of 1973, the music of 50 years ago. And what a time in music that was. And on this show, I explore, and we explore together, and question and analyze music from all genres of sonic creation. Classical, experimental, jazz, rock and roll, folk, protest, mediums, all within the 20th century. And 1973 was such a time of change and revolution. And that Steve Reich track, which we just heard, is a fantastic example of that. For Reich was a founding father of the minimalist movement in music, where we go from the hyper-experimentalism and serialism of the 1960s and move toward a very concise, precise form of music based upon simple concepts. For example, in that piece, a very limited set of pitches due to the nature of the percussion instruments being used, and mathematical patterning in rhythm, not in pitch, as was previously stylistic. Now, 1973 also brought about an age of change in jazz, and with the 1950s and 1960s behind us and the rise of cool jazz, modal jazz, experimental jazz, free jazz, and also very classic idioms, jazz entered a new realm with Miles Davis's second great group. And as he moved on to a more fusion type of music, using electric guitars and amplified wind instruments and large ensembles, the pianist from his second great quintet, Herbie Hancock, formed his own fusion group, the Headhunters, and began to experiment with synthesized music and electric basses and incorporating rhythm and blues, funk, and world elements into jazz music. Please join me in listening to Chameleon by Herbie Hancock and the Headhunters.
I'm
once again. That is Herbie Hancock with the Headhunters playing Chameleon from their 1973 original debut record. My name is Jack Campbell. You're listening to Breaking Barriers on CITR 101.9 FM radio, Thursdays at 10 a.m. Today's theme is the music of 1973, 50 years ago. And that was a year that really influenced jazz music and changed the course of jazz music through the introduction of fusion genres and fusion elements into that art form. And here on CITR 101.9 FM radio, we're very big on jazz, and we have some terrific jazz programming, and nobody can tell you about it better than the man himself. The man who runs this program is tremendous, a jazz scholar and jazz aficionado. And I'm having a slight issue playing that mix in a second right now, but I will for sure play it in a second. So for right now, we're going to have a bit more music. Now, in 1973 was a time of massive geopolitical change across the world. And one such global happening was the 1973 Yom Kippur War, when forces from Egypt and other Arab states led an unprovoked attack on the nation of Israel. Now, Canadian artist Leonard Cohen, during that period, flew to Israel to perform a frontline concert for the troops, putting his own life at risk and hearkening back to the heroism of classical musicians like Yehudi Menuhin and others during the Second World War. Now, this has since become a legendary aspect of Canadian musical history, this musical peacekeeping of Leonard Cohen. And it is such a pivotal moment in the development of music in 1973, and this story is being turned into a television program as we speak, so it seems rather fitting to discuss. Now, Leonard Cohen himself did not have any releases in 1973, but I thought I would play one of my all-time favorite pieces by Canada's great songwriting master. Please join me for Leonard Cohen's Closing Time.
Chant, and I swear it happened. just like this, a sour cry, a hungry kiss. The gates of love, they buzz and inch. I can't say much has happened since the closing time. I swear it happened just like this, a sour cry, a hungry kiss. The gates of love, they buzz and inch. I can't say much has happened since.
Can't say much has happened since.
But closing
time, closing time.
I loved you for your beauty, but that doesn't make a fool of me. You were in it for your beauty too. And I loved you for your body. There's a voice that sounds like God to me, declaring, declaring,
declaring,
declaring that your body's really you. And I loved you when our love was blessed, and I love you now. There's nothing left but sorrow and a sense of overtime. And I missed you since a place got wrecked, and I just don't care what happens next. Looks like freedom, but it feels like death. It's something in between. I guess it's closing time. Since our place got wrecked by the winds of change and the weeds of sex, and it looks like freedom, but it feels like death. It's something in between, I guess. It's closing time. Yeah, we're drinking and we're dancing, but there's nothing really happening, and the place is dead as heaven on a Saturday night. My very close companion gets me fumbling, gets me laughing. She's 100, but she's wearing something tight. And I lift my glass to the awful truth, which can't reveal to the ears of you, except to say it isn't worth a damn. And the whole damn place goes crazy twice, and it's once for the devil and it's once for Christ. By the boss don't like these dizzy heights. We're busted in the blinding lights of closing time. The whole damn place goes crazy twice, and it's once for the devil and it's once for Christ. But the boss don't like these dizzy heights. We're busted in the blinding lights. In the blinding light of closing time, closing time. Oh, the women tear the blouses off, and the men they dance on the polka dots. It's closing time. And it's partner found, and it's partner lost, and it's hell to pay when the fiddler stops. It's closing. I swear it happened just like this, a silent cry, a hungry kiss. It's
closing time, closing time, closing time.
The gates of love, they bite an inch. I can't say much has happened since, but
closing time, closing time,
I loved you when our love was blessed. I love you now, there's nothing left but closing time.
Once again, that is Leonard Cohen with Closing Time. Now, that track was not recorded in 1973, which is our theme for today, but in 1973, Leonard Cohen, the Canadian music legend, performed an iconic concert for peace on the Israeli front line during the Yom Kippur War. Now, that song, Closing Time, is about having a raucous time filled with all aspects of human life in an eating and drinking establishment. And whenever I hear it, I funnily enough become very hungry. So here is a brilliant local cuisine place, and nobody can describe it better than themselves.
You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
If you're just tuning in, my name is Jack Campbell, and you're listening to Breaking Barriers on CITR 101.9 FM radio, Thursdays at 10 a.m. On Breaking Barriers, I explore, and we explore together, all sorts of music from the 20th century, be it classical, experimental, jazz, rock, protest, folk, or contemporary idioms. Today we're focusing on the year 1973, exactly 50 years ago, a time of great musical change across all genres, all styles, where musicians are really questioning the future and reflecting on the patterns of the 1960s and 50s and thinking toward how they can stylistically evolve and change and respond to the very challenging world of the early 1970s and the threats on democracy and the rights and human rights and our everyday societies. Now, one of my favorite groups is the Rolling Stones. And from in 1973, they had come off a run of albums that are often considered one of the most legendary in music history, starting with Beggar's Banquet, then moving to Let It Bleed, then Sticky Fingers, and finally Exile on Main Street. Now, in 1973, they had to counter that act, and Exile on Main Street is often called one of the greatest records of all time. In fact, it was voted by Rolling Stone magazine the eighth greatest album ever recorded. Now, that's a pretty tough act to follow, but they followed with Goat's Head Soup, which they recorded in Jamaica, and the album is named after a traditional Jamaican dish. So, one of my favorite tracks from an amazing album, and it proves how you follow one of the greatest records ever recorded. You follow it with a fusion of rock, blues, and all sorts of world music, particularly from the Caribbean. Here's the Rolling Stones, produced by Jimmy Miller, remixed by Gilles Martin, 100 years ago from Goat's Head Soup.
Walking through the wood the other day, and the world was a carpet laid before me. The birds were busting and the air smelled sweet and strange. Seemed about 100 years ago. Mary and I, we would sit upon the gate, just gazing at some driving in the sky. What tender days we had, those away where I seem about 100 years ago. Now my friends is wearing wearing smiles, living out a dream of what they was. Don't you think it's sometimes wise not to grow up
bones. I ain't got no time to waste away. Lazy bones, ain't got no time to waste away. Don't you think, don't you think, it's just about time to hide away.
That is the Rolling Stones with 100 Years Ago from their 1973 release, Goat's Head Soup. And today, on Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, and I am Jack, hello, thank you for listening. This is 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting live from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam First Nations people. I am focusing on music from 1973, and as you know, that is exactly 50 years ago, a time of great change in music. And here we explore music from all a variety of idioms. But before we get to our next track of classical music, I'm going to plug a brilliant local coffee shop.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Yes, do check them out. They're a fantastic place. Now, 1973, the year, it was a time of such redefinition and breaking outside of categories, and so many artists emerge who can't exist in a single category. Now, one previous artist from that period was the composer Gheorghe Ligeti, who's often considered the greatest composer of the latter half of the 20th century. People who aren't classical music nerds may know him as the composer of the soundtrack to Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey. Now, Ligeti's music, it defies any sort of musical classification or genre. He is purely Ligeti, and part of this is how he fuses so many different elements, as is such a key component of music of the 1970s. This piece is for orchestra and 12 female voices, and in it you hear minimalism, you hear atonality, you hear it hearkening back to medieval music and Gregorian chants, you hear lush romantic orchestrations and harmonizations. And you can also hear the future in music. You can hear the rise of spectralism later in the 20th century. And you can even hear some of the post-minimalist, post-romantic music of today. Please enjoy the San Francisco Symphony Chorus, conducted by Esa-Pekka Salomon, with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra performing Clocks and Clouds by Gheorghe Ligeti.
Thank you.
You're currently listening to Clocks and Clouds, performed by the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra Chorus, conducted by Esa-Pekka Salonen, by Gheorghe Ligeti, composed in 1973. And you're listening to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell here on CITR 101.9 FM radio. Very grateful to be broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam First Nations people. Today's theme is 1973, 50 years ago, a time that changed music. And earlier, we were listening to a remarkable composition by Herbie Hancock, who came from Miles Davis's second quintet, and he explored the realm of fusion jazz. And Miles himself explored fusion jazz greatly in the 1970s, and in some way perhaps invented or contributed more to the genre than anyone else. And somebody to come from his ensemble was John McLaughlin. And I am on radio right now, and in the studio is my good friend Bailey Adams.
Hi.
Hello, Bailey.
I was just like, I want to jump in.
You got to jump in,
like,
because Bailey,
70s jazz.
Bailey
era.
Runs her own jazz show here on CITR 0.9 FM, which I'm a dedicated listener to. I think it's absolutely brilliant. So, Bailey, give us some thoughts on 70s jazz and fusion art forms in jazz.
I honestly have a lot of questions about jazz in the 70s, because all of the saxophonists that I listen to, and I feel like I pose this question a lot on my show, I'm always like, what was happening in the 70s? Like, obviously, like, a lot of things were happening in the 70s, but I'm always like trying to decipher what my like favorite saxophonists at the time were trying to say, because all of their tracks are so interesting. Like, I play Albert Ayler a lot, and he always has like themes of like freedom and like liberation and like, but it's like these extreme expressions of it. And I'm like, American freedom in the 70s, especially like from the Black experience, is such an insane concept that it just reflects in music in such an interesting and like artistic way.
Bailey, I think that's so brilliantly said. And right now, we're about to listen to somebody whose music very much came out of that time period, which is John McLaughlin's Mahavishnu Orchestra. Of course, McLaughlin being the guitarist for Miles' original fusion ensemble. And in here, you hear the influence of so many different art forms. Like we discuss on this show, you can hear the jazz influence, you can hear the rock and roll influence, you can hear the classical and the world music influence, like you hear on those tam-tam shots right there. And now, the building, the combination of synthesizer and arpeggiated patterns that reference Baroque music with a harpsichord track.
Amazing.
And now we hear those jazz horns coming in, R&B jazz
horns. Oh, so good.
And now a modern classical music polyrhythmic sense. I'll let you listen. Once again, you're listening to the Mahavishnu Orchestra perform Birds of Fire from 1973. What a remarkable mix of genres and styles. And one thing I find really fascinating about this track is how you can hear classical music and rock and roll and world music influencing the way this jazz is constructed. And that was a new thing in jazz, because beforehand it had come out of very traditional traditions, and although it had always listened, it was very much its own thing. So the idea of other art forms that jazz had once influenced, now influencing jazz, it's kind of a cohesive, full-circle moment. And in the 1970s, this also begins to happen with classical music. And certain artists, such as the Velvet Underground, or David Bowie, or Frank Zappa, began to really strongly influence classical composers. And David and Bowie and Lou Reed and Iggy Pop all formed a very unique triad of experimental artists really wanting to push more electric rock and roll sounds in a different direction than they were currently in. And they were very involved with the German techno scene and the rise of that sort of music and Kraftwerk and electronics, which was obviously influenced by the 1960s electronic composers like Berio and Stockhausen. And Iggy Pop himself, although a notorious punk rock vocalist, he considered his favorite musician to be Harry Partch, the American experimental composer who made his own instruments. So that shows you where this kind of music and attitude was coming from. I'm about to play a track from their 1973 record Raw Power, Iggy and the Stooges, when they had recently found a new guitar player. And, fun fact, after the Stooges disbanded in the 70s, this guitar player went on to become a head executive at Sony and was directly involved in the manufacturing of electronic instruments, which would influence the development of all styles. And, although recorded in 1973, this track is the first piece of music I ever remember hearing. Raw Power is the album. The track is called Search and Destroy. The band is Iggy and the Stooges. You're listening to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell on 101.9 FM radio.
Cheetah with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of the nuclear A-bomb. I am the world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. Honey, gotta help me, please. In the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight. Honey, gotta strike me blind. Somebody gotta save my soul. Baby, penetrate my mind. And I'm the world's forgotten boy, the one who's searching, searching to destroy. To destroy. Hey! 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 Look out, honey, 'cause I'm using technology. Ain't got time to make no apology. So when the ancient in the dead of night, in the middle of a firefight, but I gotta strike me blind. Somebody gotta save my soul. Baby, penetrate my mind.
Iggy and the Stooges, Search and Destroy from 1973. And Iggy's favorite composer was Harry Partch, the revolutionary experimentalist. Now, in terms of experimental music, no place was it greater in the 1970s than the European continent. And one underrepresented hero of that period in music was Heinz Holliger. And he wrote a string quartet in 1973. For a long time, it was his only one, but he wrote another one in 2007. But this piece takes experimentalism to the next level, and I'm only going to play a couple minutes of it for you because it's quite an intense piece. But the entire concept behind this 45-minute quartet is the decay and death of sound. And it spikes at certain places. And it's also very experimental in how it incorporates the human body. Because as it slows down and it dies out, the phrases become longer, and you can't take a breath until you finish a phrase. So as the piece dies, the humans performing it experience a very real sensation of drowning and suffocating. And it's such an intense psychological piece that the first violinist of the quartet that performed it suffered a nervous breakdown during rehearsals. I'm going to play you the initial beginning of it when it's at its most intense and violent point. Here's the Berner Streich Quartet playing Heinz Holliger's 1973 string quartet. This is Heinz Holliger's 1973 string quartet. Now, this is a very intense 45-minute long composition, and I strongly recommend you go listen to it yourself, but we don't have time for it right now. And you're listening to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, and one of my favorite things to do on this show, as you know, is to experiment with the breaking of genre barriers and borders and boundaries. And one of the greatest mediums for doing that is punk rock, and UBC certainly has no shortage of it.
Where do you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments and a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram.
And on this program, we also have a lot of jazz music, which for me is really where the greatest experimentation always occurs that influences all other realms of music. And on CITR 101.9 FM, which you're listening to right now, we also have tremendous jazz programming, and nobody can describe it better than the man himself.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m., after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Do listen to it. This has been Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell on CITR 101.9 FM radio. And thank you so much for listening. Today we've been focusing on the year 1973 across all genres of music in an exploration of a year that was full of change, questioning, wondering, evolution, reflecting on the past, playing in the present, hearkening toward the future. And we're out of time now, so what better way to close than with the 1973 classic, All 55, by Tom Waits, performed live. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
I see what's my time went so quickly, and I want to lick it and smell it. Now and now to move 55. Now pull away slowly, feeling sorry. God knows I was feeling alive. Now the sun is coming up. Now they're riding with lady love, talking about them free. Cars and trucks, the stars are beginning to fade. As I leave the parade, I was just wishing that I'd sit a little longer now. No, Lord, let me tell you that the feeling getting stronger. In the morning, giving no warning, and I'll be on my way. Now there's trucks all a passing, and lights all a flashing. I'm on my way home from your place, and now the sun is coming up. And I'll be riding with lady. About them freeway cars and trucks, the stars. beginning to fade. As I leave the parade, I've been just wishing I'd sit a little longer now. No, Lord, let me tell you that the feeling getting stronger. Every single time was so cool, I want to look at this place. How to move 55. As I was pulling away slowly, feeling sorely, God knows I was feeling alive. And now the sun is coming up, I'll be riding with Lady Love, with the freeway cars and trucks. I'm about to free the freeway cars and trucks. Thank you very much and good night.